Meanwhile, Deputy President David Mabuza, remember him, Didi Mabuza, he's en route home after more than a month out of the country. His office saying he's expected back today. He was seeking medical treatment in Russia, and he's been gone for over 5 weeks. It's really caused a storm with opposition parties who've demanded more info about Mabuza's leave of absence. Also some speculation that now that he's coming back, we could see that long-awaited reshuffle of the cabinet from the president. Let's speak now to Sandile Swana, who's a lecturer at Wits Business School. Sandile, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. Politically, the fact that David Mabuza is now returning to the country, how significant is this and what turns on it?
What my reading has been of this situation, you will remember that some of these trips, one to Ethiopia by the president and this one to Russia by David Mabuza, seemed somehow to coincide with the mounting pressure to arrest Jacob Zuma. And I think tactically the presidency would have wanted that the justice system, the security cluster, seem to be acting without political interference. And as we all know, we have a very good command structure in the security cluster that should have been able to contain whatever it was that needed to be contained without political interference. So that would be one. However, what is happening from what I'm hearing the calls now is that as head of business, David Mabuza needed to be present when all these things are happening and to have something to say about it, which I think is far-fetched. I don't even think that the issue of the cabinet reshuffle and all that even depends on his presence or absence, particularly these days that we know that they operate on digital systems anyway.
Mm. And then the issue of the health ministers, William Kize, more new revelations. Surely the pressure is mounting now for him to resign or for the president to act.
Yes, I've just read now that the Integrity Commission of the African National Congress has also recommended the step aside, which from a political point of view, within the traditions of the African National Congress, that is a significant step. But to the public generally, I think the fact that the SIU has put the matter in the court record in the special tribunal to recover clearly identifiable funds that have flowed to the family of the minister, Dr. Zweli Mkhize. This takes it beyond mere speculation by journalists. It's in the court. It's going to be tested in court. So the matter is hot and is now in a verifiable platform.
Sandile, thank you so much for that. Sandile Swana, political analyst, chatting to us there. What will happen? Will Zweli Mkhize step aside? You and I may think so, but in reality, will that ever happen?